This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Everyone can now come in and shop with us. Everything is priced with member prices for those on low income and non-member prices. It's a change that we decided to do during lockdown, basically to help us survive and carry on doing what we're doing and helping people that are struggling. So it was really important that we were able to offer it out to the general public as well. And we have been hoping that the general public sales and non-member sales, as well as member sales, will keep us going for longer and help us do what we want to do and help people struggling.
How are things going so far?
It's going okay, but we do desperately need more sales. I think partly because we're based in the paddocks off Cherry Hinton Road, we're a little bit off the beaten track, and it's about building awareness and letting people know that we're here. And it's also quite hard to do on a very low budget as a little charity. We don't have the funds to do huge marketing campaigns. So really the point to your listeners is that if they know anybody or they themselves like shopping in charity shops and looking around sort of secondhand furniture, then please come and visit. We're open from 10 till 4, Monday to Saturdays, and we have all sorts of things from all types of furniture to sort of little bric-a-brac things and books and crockery and... So it's about letting people know that they can come and visit us. And I guess most importantly, you know, if they come as a non-member and they're paying, you know, non-member prices for things, they're helping us carry on doing what our main aim is, our passion of the charity, which is helping those struggling financially in Cambridge to get furniture.
You're staffed completely, I think, by volunteers, aren't you? How are you doing on the volunteer front?
We are. We rely very much and always have done on a very dedicated team of volunteers to deliver the service. And at the moment, we are looking for new volunteers that are interested. So there's a whole host of different roles that we have from... There's things like sort of more heavy lifting, like heavy lifting of furniture and things to store and store work and computer reception. So... You know, if anybody's got some time free each week, maybe they're a student or they work part time in between jobs or maybe recently retired, I'd love to hear from them.
And in terms of some of the bigger items, if people come in and they see a piece of furniture, do they have to then get it back to home, or do you have any sort of delivery?
We do deliver, so we can deliver them, and it's the delivery charge is set, so it doesn't depend on how many items they get.
There must be certain items that you get in that you know, get one of these or some of these, they're going to go really quickly. What are the most popular items, the things that you turn around really quickly?
The household sort of necessity, not necessities, but things that people, you know, like a sofa, chest of drawers, you know, bed frame, those kind of things will go very quickly, wardrobes. But we have interesting bureaus and things like that, sort of more antique-y kind of style things that take a while to go, but obviously, you know, very, very unique. So you have your general furniture and you often get unique pieces. Sometimes pieces that people have actually made themselves as well.
And if there are any particular ways people want to help, what would they be?
There's three different ways, actually. I mean, spreading the word so more people shop with us. And remember, we're now open to everyone. It would be fantastic. As I said, the more sales we have, the more we can continue to do what we do. The other, as you just mentioned, is if they've got any spare time, would like to do some volunteering, do let me know. And also, if any listener belongs to a company or they personally may be interested in supporting us in some way, just give me a call.
We're going to play a piece of music to end on. You've chosen something for us. Tell me, Cara, what you've chosen and why.
I've chosen a song by Phil Collins. It's quite an old song, but, you know, I'm a little bit older, so I'm not sure all the listeners will remember it. And for me, the song highlights the amount of people we see struggling financially. Cambridge is a wealthy city, but there is poverty, and so much of it is hidden. It's behind closed doors. So the song, for me, reminds us it's important not to take for granted what we have around us, because there's quite a few people that don't have that.